have you seen Joe Flacco change and evolve and grow as a quarterback over the last 3-4 years?
I mean, he's a great quarterback. I don't care what nobody says, you know, about him. But, you know, he's one thing he do, he stay poised no matter, you know, how bad things get or how good things are. He's a tough quarterback. He's a competitor, and it shows. I mean, he's putting his team in some good situations, not turning the ball over much. And when they ask him to make the plays, he's made them. I mean, and he seems always to have a good game against us. I mean, but he is a very, very tough, physically and mentally tough football player. No matter how bad it gets, he seems to block everything out and play football. And it showed again last week against them, you know, big arm. Throughout the course of the game, nothing, you know, it wasn't perfect. But he made the throw and they made the catch for him. And it said a lot about that football team. But he's definitely one of the tougher quarterbacks in this league. Have a big heart. And he played to win.
Hey Vince, can you treat this game like every other game? Or do you put pressure on yourself to say, you know what, we know it's at the end of this game, it's the big game?
I mean, everything is on deck. You know, you have to put everything you have into this game. You lose, you go home. You know, plain and simple, that's reality. It's an AFC championship. And everyone has to understand that. I think we will. You know, this team always plays us tough. This team, you know, they've been in the playoffs on the road and won a lot of games in the playoff on the road. They won here in the playoff on the road. So we have to be able to prepare well and execute very, very well at a high level. I don't think we can leave no stone unturned this game, because if we do, it'll cost us. So we have to understand that, you know, and it starts with a good week of practice. That's what it always starts with. And this week, you know, we definitely need it. You know, every week, every meeting, every walkthrough, every minute we put in this game, we have to make sure we try to cover everything that we could. I mean, not saying we will, but if something come up in the game that, you know, we didn't prepare for, we have to do a real good job on the sideline of making those adjustments. But that's what you're going to get at this level. You know, this is we fighting. You know, this is going to be a battle. Both teams deserve to be at this level. You have the two best teams in the AFC playing. And it just goes to show you the consistency of these teams. You know, every year it always seems like, you know, we in it and they in it. And it comes down just to a couple plays through the season or a couple games in the season for these two ball clubs. So for us, we just have to be ready to go, you know, for 60 minutes. Sometimes even more than that, which we saw last week, because they went to a football team in Denver and they went out there and they played more than 60 minutes and they came out on top. So that says a lot about how tough this football team is.
Vince, what is the addition of Aqib Talib meant to the defense from your perspective as a captain?
He bring a lot of positive, you know, defensively. Being able to, you know, isolate him in some situations and being able to do different things defensively, because we have a guy like that. So he's a special player. You know, ever since we got him, he's been making plays for us. He made his defense better, and we happy to have him. He definitely made a big difference in what we do defensively. You know, like I say, anytime you can basically say, hey, you got this guy and we're going to cover everybody else, that's a good sign. So he loves the game. That's one thing, you know. I always try to find guys that have the passion and have the love for the game, because I could play with anybody like that. So when he got here from day one, we saw his passion and the love for the game. And, you know, it ain't do nothing but help us.
Vince, I know you're not going to be playing against Ray on the field, but he's also got a reputation for a guy who's mentored a lot of defensive players, a lot of you Miami guys. You know, when you look at Ray, what do you think his legacy is?
When you talk about football and especially defense, first person you're going to think about is that guy. What he brings to the team, what he brings to the game, the love and the passion that he has for the game. I mean, it just goes to show you, when he came back, it's a new ball club in Baltimore. They feed off of him. That's their leader. That city feeds off him. And you know what? We got to do a real good job of making sure that they don't feed too much off of him this game, because it'll already be tough. But to come in here on the emotion high that they are, winning two big games in playoffs, it's going to be tough for us. But you can never question that man's level of execution. You know, what he does is unbelievable. You know, you can see documentaries on him and everything, and how he's working to try to have the edge on anybody he plays. I mean, he just take it to a whole nother level. So any guy that's out there that want to know what it takes to be a professional or be a linebacker or be a defensive player, and for that most part to be a successful football player, you can just take notes from him.
As a defensive guy, a Miami guy,
has he
had an impact on you?
I mean, we bleed orange and green, you know, and I love to see my guys around the league, and it just shows you that we have something special down there, and we have mutual respect. But at the end of the day, I want to win, he want to win. We always competitive. But, you know, Hurricane or no Hurricane, I'm a New England Patriot, and I want to win. Plain simple, and I'm pretty sure he's a Baltimore, and he want to win. So for however long it take, we're going to battle our tails off for that minute, or however long it is. And after the game, you know, we wish each other luck. And hopefully, you know, with that guy going out, just let him know how, you know, what he meant to the game, because he meant a lot to this game.
Vince, you were at this podium this time last year. What's different about the Patriots defense, the Patriots team?
I try not to compare them. I mean, it's different. You know, different teammates. You know, we're doing things differently. So I try not to compare, you know, the two teams and any other team that we had around here. I kind of try to stay away from that, because it is a different team and a lot of guys that wasn't here. So you really can't say what we're doing or what we're not doing, or, you know, how we compare with teams in the past. So I won't compare.
Vince, you guys are always telling us that the playoffs are a whole different ballgame than the regular season. Tom Brady, at this point, has had so much playoff experience. What have you seen him in particular get better at from his first couple playoff games to now that experience has really helped him with?
Tom do a real good job of running the ship. I mean, we can go in every game and it's different. You know, just because we run the ball or throw the ball, the plays are different. You know, just the way he attacked the week, the motivation that he gives us as a team. That's what we see. You know, it's not about the plays or not about what he do. It's just seeing him how hard he worked. You know, and a lot of times, you know, you get a chance to see him on a film, on the field, and then you don't see behind closed doors of, you know, what he's doing in the film, how he's taking the younger guys, or how he's taking a group of guys from offense and saying, you know, they want to do things a certain way, or working on footwork, all types of stuff. Man, sometimes I look at him in practice, I say, man, you've been doing it for so long and you still worrying about your footwork. But it's just little things to him. And he always going that extra mile to make sure he's at the best, you know, best shape, in the best situation, putting his teammates in the best situation that can give us a chance to win. And he's done that a lot. So, you know, as a teammate, I can't do nothing but sit back and learn. And it's easy to learn around here, because you got so many guys that does the right thing. I mean, it's unbelievable what he brings to us and the amount of, you know, motivation that he gives us as a team. From a guy like that.
Some more questions for
Vince. Vince, Tom was just talking about the Patriot way and how he had to learn from veterans about it.
Yeah.
Is there something tangible about the Patriot way and putting on that jersey and wanting to, you know, uphold all the success that this organization has had for the last decade plus?
Yeah, I learned a long time ago with, you know, Teddy Bruschi, Vrabel, Willie McGinnis, Rodney Harris. I mean, Seymour. I mean, I don't learn from some of the best that played around here. And the first thing that comes to your mind is you can't be selfish playing here. You know, it's not about you. It's team. And if you buy into that, you'll be very successful. And that's the one thing I think this organization has had for a long time. You know, guys that come in here and that's not selfish, and they put the team first. Because it is a team sport. It definitely is a team sport. You need everybody working on the same page. You know, if you have one or two guys that's not, you can be in big trouble. So that's the Patriot way. You know, we put team first and we win as a team, we lose as a team. But I don't want a lot of games in my career being here, and, you know, I wouldn't change it for nothing.
Vince, over here. Just to follow up on the Ray Lewis, do you think the fact that they've rallied around him gives them any extra advantage, per se, coming into a game like this? And when you think about how emotion impacts a game, where do you draw the line on that?
I mean, at the end of the day, the game is won between the lines. That's where the game is won. It's where it's played at. No matter, you know, how much emotion you have, no matter, you know, what's been said or what's not been said, you have to be able to execute well. For those guys, they're very emotional. Ray's a very emotional guy, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be ready to play. I'm pretty sure, but it starts on the in between the lines. You know, the first play to the last play. It depends on how well you can execute. So we can't do anything about their emotion. The only thing we can do is just execute, and hopefully that's enough for us to win. But it's going to be tough. Like I said, you have the best two teams in the AFC playing in the AFC Championship. I think both teams deserve to be here. But the sad thing is somebody has to lose. And, you know, I don't want to be on the losing end. I'm pretty sure those guys feel the same way. So as a player, you have to do everything you can to help your team. And hopefully it's enough at the end of the day.
Thanks, man.